We are celebrating the period of Easter, that time when we reflect on the resurrection of our Lord, the very climax of the whole economy of salvation. God's living proof, or I should say Christ's living proof, that he is the Son of God, having raised himself from the dead. And we profess our faith in that and must go on professing our faith, as we read in the opening prayers we heard, unceasingly, and we pray for the grace and the courage to do so. And our Lord tells us, as he's telling Nicodemus here in the gospel passage we just heard, whoever does not believe has already been condemned. You must go on believing in spite of any darkness, any trial, any difficulty. And that belief, that faith, will bring us into the light of eternal life. And our Lord goes on here to speak of those who do wicked things. They hate the light. They turn away from it. They go into darkness because they try to hide the fact that they are doing those wicked things. Another word we might call for it is deception, and how easily that takes place. So as to make, and this is the temptation, to make it look like a good, and then we go for it. And then what behind it, there's the hook. And it pulls us away. Rather, we must seek the truth always. And our Lord has told us, he is the truth. We must seek him always and not be afraid to. And then he tells us, then we live in the light. And our works are clearly seen to come from God. And that was the work of our saint of today, Saint Stanislaus, who was bishop, I believe, of Krakow, if I remember correctly, in Poland. He was from Poland. And professed that faith with great success, and then suffered martyrdom for that faith. He was not afraid to profess that faith. And it brought him to death in this life, but eternal life in paradise and to sainthood. And we are all called to sainthood. Sainthood means holiness. We are called to be united with God. We were created for that. And we were placed here on this earth as a trial, as a test for our love for him. Let us go on then professing that faith with unafraid, unabashed, with all courage, and pray for that courage to continue on always. Even if it means giving up our lives for it, that we too can indeed become great saints. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Now and forever.